मानस्यम अर्थदम अनित्यम अपीहा धीरा तूर्णम जतेता अनमृतो पतेत जावत निश्रेषाय विषया खलु सर्वतस्यात्। दे वैदिक लिटरेचर इन्फॉर्म्स दैट लब्धा सुदुर्लभम इदम, इदम मीन्स दिस, दिस मीन्स दिस बॉडी, दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी, ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ, डेवलप कॉन्शियसनेस, फुल फैसिलिटी। The animals, they have no facility. They are living in the jungles. But we can utilize these jungles, this forest, for so many comfortable situations. So we have got developed consciousness, intelligence, we can utilize. So it is called arthadam. Artha. There are two meanings of artha. Arthashastra. Arthashastra means economics. How to increase wealth. That is called artha. So, arthadam. This human form of life can bestow upon you artha. Artha means something substantial. Generally we understand substantial means money. If somebody gets money, that is substantial for material comforts, of course. But a real substantial thing is Krishna consciousness. That is real substance, arthadam. The Vedic literature, Vedas, meaning when it is said arthadam, in this life you can achieve the substance. That substance means Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, taking it, substance means multimillionaire or millions of dollars. That is also artha. But anityam, that is anityam. That substance will not be carried by you. You have come here empty-handed from the womb of your mother. And when you leave this place, you will also go empty-handed. Not that because you have earned millions of dollars, Mr. Rockefeller or Ford, you can carry this. No. The Rockefeller Center will remain there where it is. You have to go empty-handed. Now, when it is said arthadam, you can achieve the substance. That does not mean this artha, temporary, which will not be carried by me. It will be left behind. That is going on. I create something in this life as much as this body is created by the father and mother. Similarly, I also create. That creative energy is there in me because I am part and parcel of God. So God creates, I also create. That creative energy is in me, but in a very minute quantity. That creation is nothing in comparison with God's creation. God has created this whole universe, and what you can create? You can create as much a city like New York, that's all. You can create, that's all right. In that sense, you are God also. part and parcel of God is also God, but small God. That's like hearing. There is gold. So that gold is not equal to the gold mine. That gold mine is different. Therefore the philosophy is simultaneously one and different. We are, every one of us, we are simultaneously one with God and different from God. One in quality. The quality of God is also in me. I am of the same quality. Just like a drop of sea water and the vast water, ocean. The quality, analytical, chemical composition is the same. But the quantity of component parts are different. This is called Achinta Bhedavet Tattva. Inconceivably, simultaneously, one and different. Mahabharata philosophy, this say that we are God. Everyone is God. But we say, yes, everyone is God, but not that God, the Supreme God. Everyone is American, but not that American, like President Nixon. This common sense knowledge, the Mayavadi, I am God. But that part, I am the same, I am, so on, I am the same. How you are the same? If you are the same, why you are fallen in this condition? They will say it is Maya, it is illusion. Now, why you are in illusion? If you are great, God is great, if you are that great, then why you are captured by illusion? Then illusion is great, not God is great. This common sense philosophy, they do not understand. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj used to say, poor fund of knowledge. Whenever he used to designate this Mayavadi philosopher, he said, poor fund of knowledge. So this is the opportunity to, you are part and parcel of God. Don't try to become artificially like God. That is not possible. That will be simply waste of energy. This is Maya. Everyone under the spell of Maya. They are working very hard. Why? Everyone is trying to become God. I shall be the great man of this country, or my country shall be the greatest country in the world. That means the God is great and everyone is trying to be great like that. That is competition. So you are trying, I am trying, he is trying, everyone is trying. Therefore there is competition, there is trouble, there is anxiety. This is called Maya. But our Bhagavad philosophy says that don't try artificially in that way. Better remain what you are. Better remain, just like the same example. If you want to be the greatest man in your country, just like President Nixon, you have to work very hard. And that is also for temporary. And it will be finished within 5 years. Then you are ordinary man again. So, better remain and in your own capacity and try to become Krishna conscious or God conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this process, that you don't try artificially to become God the Great. It is not possible. Simply waste of time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jnane Priyasam Udupasa Namantaiva. It is not the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is the statement of Bhagavad, but he quoted this. His disciple, Ramananda Rai, quoted this while discussing what is the objective of human life. So he recommends this objective. What is that? Jnane Priyasam Udupasa Namantaiva. Don't try to be puffed up artificially by your speculative knowledge that you are the same God. Don't try for it. If you actually want to be happy, and if you want actually want to be God-realized or Krishna-conscious person, then the first thing is that you give up this nonsense habit by speculation you want to be God. Papta, I am God. But you are not God. You are God qualitatively, not quantitatively. Why don't you understand this? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jnane Priyasam, the Jnanis, the empiric philosophers, they simply speculate and try to prove that I am God. That means asuri bhavam asrita. The atheist says that there is no God. And here the Mayavadi philosopher says, yes, there is God, but that God I am. It is the same philosophy, atheism. He is also denying that there is no separate God. I am God. That atheistic philosophy, like Buddha philosophy, there is no God. But Buddha himself is God. That is another Bhagavad interpretation is, that is cheating the atheist person. The atheist, they say, there is no God. And Lord Buddha said, yes, there is no God. But you follow me. But he is God. Kesavadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. So Bhagavad therefore says, Sanmohaya Surodvisha. It is something like that. A naughty boy does not want to go to school. So somebody, some friend says, yes, you don't go to school. All right, you sit down. Now, what is this? This is cow. What is this? This is leg. Can you count? Well, how many legs are there? Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, what is that?
Somebody's coming.
All right, you sit down.
That's all.
So the boy is satisfied that I am not going to school. This gentleman is very nice. I didn't want to go to school, and he says, yes, don't go to school. But you sit down here. What is this? This is cow. And what is this? This is cow's leg. What is this? Oh, one leg, two legs. That means he's being educated. But he does not know. He says that, ha. So Lord Buddha's philosophy is like that. That the atheistic people, they are against God. Yes, there's no God. But you take this philosophy, ahimsa, don't kill animals. That means if they stop animal killing, then one day they will be able to understand what is God. Someday. Because so long one is accustomed to kill animals, you'll never be able to understand what is God. That is Buddha philosophy. he situated the atheistic people on the line of understanding God. So this is, in one way, cheating. But this cheating is not cheating. Just like father or guardian sometimes cheats the young boy, that is not cheating, that is what is good. But actually, if you take behavior, it is something like cheating. From the Mahabharata philosophy, this Buddha philosophy is also another Mahabharata philosophy. Both of them are, on the face value, atheistic, denying the existence of God. One is saying there is no God, another is saying it is impersonal, in this way. But our philosophy is neither atheistic nor impersonal. It is directly personal. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Directly we say there is no Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Matta Parataro Nasti. There is nobody greater than me. If God is great, how anybody can be greater than him? It is right. Matta Parataro Nasti. There is nothing more greater than me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Vedanta Sutra says, Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is the source of everything. And here is the direct answer by Krishna. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the source of everything. So we follow this philosophy. Krishna consciousness movement means we directly take Bhagavad Gita as the evidence of existence of God. And if you want to know God, you cannot know God by speculation. He's so great, he's so unlimited. And we have got limited senses, limited capacity. It is not possible. Simply, we can understand God by the mercy of God. So here is the mercy of God, Krishna. He himself speaking about himself. Learn God. God is speaking about himself. You haven't got to speculate. And he, by his pastimes, by his activities, he... what is that sound coming? That's fire. By his activities, he proved himself that he is complete God from his childhood. So, Bhagavad says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that don't be situated in this speculative method that you are God, you are something, there is no God, or I am God, this God, that. Give up this habit, kindly. Give up this nonsense habit. There is God and you are not God. You are God partially, part and parcel, just like I explained. So, we have to give up this nonsense habit. Jnane prayasam udapasya. Udapasya means give up. Then, what is next? Namanta eva. Just be submissive. Don't be puffed up artificially. You are being slapped always by the laws of material nature. Don't think that you are independent. It is foolishness to say that I'm independent, I don't care for anything. No, you have to care. You are being kicked every moment by the laws of nature. You should know it. You are not independent. Therefore, be namantayava, be samis. Namanta eva, jnani prayasa namanta eva, sanukharitana bhavadiyo vata. And try to hear about the Supreme Law from the right source. Sat means eternal. And Mukharitam means speaking, coming out from the mouth of a person who is eternally situated. Who is eternally situated? Not this body. Eternally situated, I am the spirit soul. So the spirit soul can speak when he is Krishna conscious, otherwise he is covered. His speaking power is stopped, just like an unconscious man is without any consciousness. But he has got the light, the soul is there. Similarly, in the other species of life, although the soul is there, the soul is not speaking. The outward, the influence of the soul, what is this? That means the soul is not manifested there fully. Labdha sudhula, that is being manifested. From aquatic life to plant life, then insect life, then birds life, then beast life, at last human life. Out of human life there are civilized life, uncivilized life, and out of the civilized life there are atheists and theists, and those who are actually developed conscious, that is Krishna consciousness. The consciousness is developed from the lowest status of living condition, aquatic, then plants, trees, then insects, flying insects, then birds, then four-legged beasts, so many, then two hands, two legs, gorilla, similarly human, uncivilized, then civilized, Aryans, then Vedic knowledge. In this way, consciousness is increasing. That is the real evolutionary theory. Darwin has simply taken some imaginative. He might have taken from Padma Purana. Padma Purana, these are very nicely explained. How many species of life are there? Jalaja, they have given account. So many species in water. Jalaja Navalakhani, 900,000 species in water. Thavara Lakhavinsati, trees and plants, the 2 million, exact number. Now if you are scientist, if you are botanist, if you are physiologist, you can try it and see. But these are already there. Manasa Chaturlakhani, the human species, there are also 400,000. So out of these, the Aryan family, the civilized family, the alien families are understood to be the highest civilized.